The 2,000-year-old man is about to turn 2,050. The character that Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks concocted, first to entertain at parties. They finally recorded him in 1960, back when Elvis Presley was discharged from the army, Cuba nationalized all property, and The Twist was a huge hit.
Wait a minute. Cuba nationalized all property? I have a little department store there. When did they not? No wonder I'm not getting checks. Okay, keep going.
The Shout Factory has issued a mixed CD and DVD set of all the albums that the men recorded and many of the TV appearances they made. The 2,000-year-old man, the complete history. As may be obvious now, Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks join us from Beverly Hills. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for being with us.
Our pleasure. It's our pleasure, Scott.
Yes, we love NPR. It's one of the civilized places in the world.
Oh, well, so, in fact, did this begin with the two of you doing this bit at parties?
I'm going to give you the real genesis. Mel is so creative. Mm-hmm. Mel Brooks is the single funniest human being I've ever met.
I
met him in 1950 in this in the office of Sid Caesar's Show of Shows, Max Liebman's Show of Shows. Mel got up one day. It's the first day I met him. He got up and he did a Jewish pirate, a pirate who was complaining about not being able to set sail and pillage and rape and do whatever he had to. Of course, the price of sailcloth was too high. You know what it cost for a sailcloth? Anyway, I laughed so much. The following day, I had seen something on television, We the People Speak, about them recreating the news. And I came in to do recreation of the news. And I turned to Mel and I said, here's a man who was actually at the scene of the crucifixion, knew that I would get something out of him. And the first words out of his mouth were, oh, boy. I said, you were actually at the scene.
Are you going to do both parts?
No. I'm going to say, I was just saying, those were the first words. And
yeah,
I asked
right.
you, did you know Jesus?
Sure. Thin, right? Sandals. 12 guys followed them around. They all came in my candy store. They never bought anything. They asked for water.
And by the way, he remembered that. Those are the first words he ever did. And it was at a party 10 years later. Mm-hmm. Joe Fields, a very big producer, had a party here, a man performance. He asked us to come and perform for. And these three people came up to us, and that's why there's a record today. First was George Burns. After he heard us, he said, fellas, is there an album here? And we said, no, there's no album. He says, put it on an album or I'm going to steal it. He actually said that. Mm-hmm. Edward G. Robinson, the old great actor, said, make a play. I want to play that 1,000-year-old man on Broadway. He actually said 1,000-year. I says 2,000. No, play a 1,000-year-old. Anyway, he said that, and the brilliant one was Steve Allen, who loved comedians. His whole thrust in life was to get comedy out into the world, new comedians.
But I didn't want to do it.
No, neither of us did. Well, Mel certainly didn't want to do it.
I always wanted to do it
because I loved hearing him talk.
I thought it was very special. I thought it was very private. But Steve Allen, the man, he said, you do it. If you don't like it, you can expunge it, burn it, rip it, you know. And we said, oh, what the hell? We'll do it for Steve if we like it, you know.
When we made the album came out, we weren't sure yet whether everybody was going to like it. And it was Cary Grant, who was my neighbor at Universal. He came over and I gave him a record. And I said, new record came out. You may like this. And he came back a week later. He said, come on, you have 24. And I said, what are you going to do with them? He said, I'm going to take them to England. I said, you'll take these to England? He said, yes, they speak English there. Anyway, he came back and said, she loved it. I said, who? The Queen Mother. As you play this for in Buckingham Palace? He said, yes. And then Mel says, well, if the biggest shicks in the world loves it, we're home free.
Ask questions, Scott. You're getting paid by NPR. Not much, I know. It's National Public Radio, but
you'll get a raise for this one.
I make a living.
Yeah.
Mr. Reiner, without getting too analytical, what is it, you know, you've been called one of the world's great straight men for your role in this enterprise with the 2,000-year-old man. What does it take to set him up?
No, all it takes is, my job is the job of the audience. I'm asking all the questions that the audience would die to ask a man who lived for 2,000 years. If I throw anything at him, by the way, we're not sure the old man still exists in Mel, because we haven't talked to the old man for a long time. But I know if I asked him, for instance, of all the wives you've had, who was your favorite wife?
Shirley.
What was
Shirley? By far, Shirley.
What was so special about Shirley?
Her friend Lila. Every time Shirley left the room, me and Lila, woo, woo, woo.
You see? Yeah. Where did you live, by the way? Where did you live most of your life?
Texas.
Texas? Well, where in Texas?
I lived in San Antonio.
I know, I didn't have, there's no record of you being
well,
there.
Well, I didn't have money for rent, and the Alamo was deserted. So I took a futon, and I moved in, and every once in a while, when they had tours, I'd have to roll up in a corner, you know.
Now, that is funny.
Mr. Brooks, are there times, as Carl Reiner suggests, that the 2,000-year-old man is in you, is in your head, and comes out? When you don't plan it? Or are
only,
there...
really, only when Carl Reiner, who is exceedingly insane, traps me. If I say I'm 2,000 years old, he's ready to say, sir, I find that hard to believe.
Yeah. You know, I want to say something about the 2,000-year-old man. When the 2,000-year-old man speaks in that Middle European accent, he's terribly funny. Mel Brooks doesn't need the 2,000-year-old man to be funny. He can be funny as Mel Brooks with his perfectly God-given English accent that he was born with.
I mean, was funny at birth. I mean, the people in the delivery room were hysterical. The minute I came out, there was so much laughter, they didn't even clean me up properly.
Most children's first words are mama or dada. What were your first words?
Dimethylaminoazobenzene sulfonic acid,
you see?
Which is the chemical formula for camphor.
And by the way, Mel Brooks is being honored at the Kennedy Center honors this year.
Yeah.
And Annie and I are going...
I didn't want you to tell him.
I don't care. It's going to get out.
Mel. I got an email.
Yeah, he wanted to keep it a secret. They're honoring him among other people, but mainly him. But we're very excited about that because this is something that should have probably been done a few years ago because
I have a grandson. He's four years old, and... my son Max and his wife Michelle got him a tuxedo. he's got a little four-year-old. This little four-year-old.
You didn't say his name.
His name is Henry Michael Brooks.
There you go.
And he likes me. He calls me Grandpa. There's no Poppy here. There's no Papa. There's none of those nicknames. I am Grandpa, and I love being called Grandpa. And he rushes to me when he sees me, throws his arms around me, and says, Grandpa.
Yeah, you know, not that I've been able to ask many questions, and it hardly matters, but can I work in one question?
Sure, Scott. Ask away.
What's, of both of you, what's the secret of having a friendship that lasts more than half a century?
Oh.
I don't know. Well, I have my answers. Carl, what would you say?
Well, first of all...
I meant with each other, by the way.
A very good relationship during the days of the Show of Shows, and then we had two wives that liked each other, and we became... couples that went out together to eat and to go to movies,
we really liked hanging around together. I mean, we liked the same movies, we liked the same either Italian or Chinese food, yes. And we liked the vocal ping pong that ensued, you know, when we would all get together.
Thank you both, gentlemen.
Okay, Scott, keep in touch. Don't be strange.
He can't help being strange. He is strange.
Thank you.
Okay, this has been a pleasure. We love NPR, and we're glad to contribute any visibility, any little happiness we can toward it.
Well, that's very kind of you. Thank you both. Carl Reiner, Mel Brooks, speaking from Beverly Hills. Mr. Brooks is one of this year's Kennedy Center honorees, the 2,000-year-old man. The complete history has just been issued on the Shout Factory label. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.